In a vegetable garden, you grow vegetables. In a flower garden, you grow flowers. In a rain garden, you... Well, unlike these others, the purpose of a rain garden isn't limited to what grows in it. A rain garden is actually a landscape feature that functions as a small-scale, temporary wetland. A rain garden typically consists of a shallow depression that is planted with shrubs, flowers, and grasses that are native to the region where it is located. A rain garden may be designed to receive water from a downspout or sump pump, or it may be located to intercept water that runs off of a parking lot or other impermeable surface. Like a natural wetland, a rain garden provides important ecological services. Chief among these, it reduces the amount of water that enters streams via storm drains during and immediately following rain showers. In this way, a rain garden helps to alleviate flooding and cut down on the amount of silt and pollution that washes into our waterways. Water that is held back in a rain garden infiltrates the soil more effectively than water that runs over a lawn, and thus it can also help to recharge groundwater locally. Also like a natural wetland, a well-designed rain garden is a pleasure to look at, and it provides a bit of wildlife habitat, albeit on a small scale. During the growing season, native flowers used in a rain garden can be a magnet for butterflies and other beneficial insects. Over the winter, the seeds from those flowers and the berries from shrubs can provide food to attract birds. I should emphasize that while a rain garden functions like a wetland, it is not a pond. A rain garden should dry up following precipitation, as the water it holds filters into the soil. If you would like to see a really super rain garden in the making, check out the project on the U of I campus just south of Allen Hall on Dorner Drive. There, students enrolled in a Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences internship class are busy actually constructing a rain garden. They're implementing a design that was produced by students from another class this past spring. Beyond retaining and purifying stormwater, this particular rain garden is intended to alleviate ponding around a substantial red oak tree on the site, and to prevent flooding on heavily used adjacent sidewalks. Construction of the rain garden is being funded by U of I Facilities and Services in conjunction with the Environmental Council as part of a broader effort to develop and showcase sustainable practices on campus. If you're interested in creating a rain garden of your own, you may want to start with some of the links at the Environmental Almanac website. These include a how-to column by U of I Extension educator Sandy Mason and a more detailed online manual for homeowners. Whether at home or in larger landscapes, if your goal is to reduce storm runoff, rain gardens are an elegant, low-tech, low-cost environmental solution.